Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Bum, 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 bum.
Oh, wrong song.
Bum, 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 bum.
Doesn't
happen. Now do the intro.
Are you playing the music?
Okay.
Does it sound like what we did?
Yeah, that was it.
Welcome to Spit and Silly, the Fortnite podcast, where anything can happen, and it probably does. I'm your host, Jordan Sweers, alongside my co-host, Michael Jones.
I flinged it.
That's flinged.
Michael, how are you flinging?
I flung a steez with a little flick.
You have three cans
of steez.
Not anymore,
yeah,
I don't.
Yeah, now you have two cans of steez and a juvie.
Yeah. Please bust into the juvie.
I'm holding
so
off on the juvie.
It.
Yeah, he doesn't need it yet.
I don't need it. I don't need rejuvenating energy yet.
He slept good. He doesn't need
it. I thought it tasted like juvie.
No. It tastes like Bluey.
Oh.
It's blue raspberry juvie. All right, I'll open it because you
want
to.
Is that one of the dogs from Bluey?
Yeah.
Bluey?
Suck it down.
hey,
the dad's name is Bandit.
Yeah.
What's his mom's name?
Chili.
Chili, he's right.
Mom.
I was taking
a Is there another dog?
Well, there's only two parents.
Yeah, the kid?
That's Bluey.
You talk about Bingo?
I thought there was one other. Bingo.
Bingo. That's the younger sister.
I didn't know that.
What are you, some kind of dumbass?
I don't have kids, so I don't watch the show.
Yeah, me neither.
But Jordan.
I got cats, so.
Get your fucking head checked.
Your cats watch Bluey?
No, he likes the Broadway musical Cats.
He likes the butthole edition of the movie that they didn't release.
Edit it back in.
Put the buttholes in.
They're so jellical.
Hey, it's a food court.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm in contempt. We need some rulings from our honorable Judge Kings.
Whoa.
Oh, what the?
I was like simulating a bang.
Yeah.
By doing a bang.
That was pretty good.
It actually wasn't a simulation at all. It was like when Gracie posed that hypothetical.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Hypothetically, here's a real situation. Yeah. If you want to send us in your food court submissions, you can for now at facejampod@roosterteeth.com. We'll figure that out later. Don't worry
Gracie,
about it.
Look at
we'll
this
put
one.
Him somewhere safe.
Look at that one.
Yep. Was Gracie going to put on a ring?
A
ring
of power? She's a big fan cool, right? of Michael's new rings.
Yeah. I have, I'm not kidding, like 15.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
How do you decide which ones you're going to wear each day?
Well, because only so many fit so many fingers.
It's true.
So
right.
Oh, yeah.
Right. But so you wake up and you're like.
Yeah.
Do you have one on
I'm
every
feeling,
finger?
I'm right? feeling I'll play snake. Around. No, I've been going with six.
Okay.
On each hand.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes I throw in the pinkies. Haven't done thumbs yet.
Mm,
oh, I, was gonna say, I think you need to add some thumbs.
Okay. I'll look into it.
You know thumbs? What you should do?
Go on.
You should really look at some toe rings.
Oh.
I don't like hanging my toes out.
Yeah,
no, I think you can make it work.
I can make it work.
I'm going to get one of those forever anklets that like they like
oh, another
spot
snake
well.
Too.
Gracie knows all about
I
it.
Know, it's another about. Snake ring.
Oh.
Yep. Hey, here's our first food court submission. Submitted to Face Jam Potter.
I want to talk about rings more, actually.
Yeah. No, oh, I think
you?
We're good.
Do you want to try on the snake?
Sure, I'll try on the snake ring.
Oh, what I have
I don't,
to do
I don't like the way Gracie put it on Jordan, and I did not like that.
I bet she was going to hand it to me. And she
well,
was
I was just
like,
handing it to him like that, and then you put your finger out.
I
like,
now
okay.
pronounce you Jordan. What I have been doing is wearing black
right,
on my
cool.
left hand
yeah.
and silver on my right
that's
hand.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Nick held up a sign and said, weird, and I agree. What? Yeah, how you feeling about
I'm
it?
I'm just kind of stuck with this boring old thing.
Yeah, right.
Boring
I hear that.
Old wedding ring.
I hear that.
I feel powerful.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's got like an emerald in it. I feel like maybe I can cast some spells or something.
I bet you could.
Mm-hmm.
A chow emerald?
Chow.
Okay, well, there it goes.
It is Weeb. She is running
Sarah.
The streamer. Hi, I heard y'all were running out of emails. Not true. So I thought I'd bring up two food
true.
Things I do that some people said were abnormal. When I was, they're putting themselves on blast. When I was a kid, whenever I'd make hot chocolate, I'd eat it with toast. I like to dip the toast in the drink and eat delicious, warm, chocolatey, wet bread. I started asking people if they did this as a kid, and every time they look at me weird. Yeah, no shit. Has no one else really done this? I haven't done it since I was a kid because I don't drink hot chocolate anymore.
Yeah, right. Does it
but if
day.
I did drink hot chocolate, you know I'd be making toast and dipping it.
Some people ask me if I put jam on my bread. That sounds gross.
Oh my God.
What if my chocolate got it started tasting like jam? I just use typical American grocery store sliced bread.
What does
I've
that
never
mean?
Tried it with fancy bread.
White bread?
Maybe the texture and the taste would be weird.
Joe is accosting someone outside.
Good. What do you think of dipping your bread in hot chocolate?
No.
Sounds awful. Not just bread, but bread is awful, but I'm toast sorry. Also sounds bad.
Yeah, bread or toast?
Toast.
I mean, it's better than bread, but not much.
I think it's weird.
It's a liquid.
In hot chocolate for it to be toasted.
Yeah.
I think it's weird either way.
I mean, it is. I think it's hard to. But untoasted makes seems sense. Like a little more.
Has he ever thought about Nutella?
Now, if you put Nutella on the toast and then dipped it, I would still think it's weird, but it's verging closer into donut coffee territory.
No, I'm just saying don't dip it.
Right.
Just put Nutella on it.
The way the email is written is like, people asked if I should put jam on my toast, and I'm like, I'm not going to dip jam in my hot chocolate. Nobody suggested you do that.
Yeah.
Just try jam.
Wait, what they're saying is try jam.
That's crazy. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, look, he knows it's weird.
Yeah, this is Amara who sent this in, and they're saying that they think is it weird, essentially, is what they're asking.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely weird. Usually,
don't get bread wet.
If you can't find anyone else to back you up, if you think you have this shared childhood experience that's universal, and you start asking people and they look at you weird, maybe you just can't
maybe
do yourself.
If you want to find some like-minded people, your best bet is probably go to Burger King. Anybody sleeping at Burger King might.
Or in the Little Caesars.
Might. Yeah. Or Little Caesars. But it might be a little smelly.
Okay, wait. I feel like we talk about people's weird, like, childhood food habits a lot. Did y'all have any? They all, like, thought were normal?
No, we're all normal, I think.
Yeah, we're super normal.
I thought all kids have something
normal guys
odd, right?
Yeah. Who are normal.
I did normal kid stuff. Like, you pour, like, chocolate milk and soda together.
What?
I've never done that.
Yeah, that's not. So you're befriending one out.
Right, but I stopped doing it.
Right? Sure.
You're not emailing a podcast.
In
about
elementary
it.
School, you just like, you get, if sometimes if you have a lunch, but then you get like school lunch. I don't know what he wrote.
I ate cream cheese with a spoon.
That's not really
that weird.
Okay. That's more just like gremlin-y.
Yes.
That's not crazy. That's like that's like standing at the fridge Tony Soprano style, just shoving your face or eating a bag of shredded cheese.
Yeah, like, and then having a panic attack because the gabagool triggered you.
I also have a feeling that he still does this.
Well, that I can believe. I used to, which I don't think is.
We were all staring at him, and it was a long pause.
I don't know if this is weird, though, but growing up on the East Coast, eating cold cuts all the time, I wouldn't even get to it yet.
He sounds like a chihuahua.
I know, dude.
Yeah, get him, Gracie.
My mother would take a salami, like a slice of salami, put cream cheese in it, and roll it up.
Oh,
but I feel like that's like a little hors d'oeuvre.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I would eat that now. I don't, but I would still eat that.
Yeah.
I like that. It's salami and cheese. It's just different cheese.
Yeah.
I have a really weird one for me.
Oh, go ahead. Okay.
Shock.
Go right ahead.
I should never, like, I'm going to regret admitting this.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, I don't even know if you can call
it. Hey, it's not being recorded. It's fine.
Right. This isn't going to go anywhere.
This might not even come out.
Yeah, no. We might just go on a vacation early.
Yeah, just looking at dates.
I don't even know if you can call this a food conundrum because one of the involved ingredients wasn't food.
Okay.
But
good start.
So
love it.
When I was really little, like my parents had a lot of friends that also had kids the same ages as me and my brother. So we would always go to like this local Mexican restaurant and they would put us all at one kid's table and just be like, okay, fuck off, go do your thing.
Whoa.
That's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
That's very cool.
Took it upon ourselves every time to get the tortilla chips that were, you know, complimentary. We would color on them with the crayons that they gave you for the kids' menus and eat them. So like we would be like, I'm gonna have a blue chip or a red chip.
How wouldn't they break when you're coloring them? Were you just super gentle?
We must have been. But like it got to a point where like our parents had to check the crayons and be like, non-toxic? Okay.
Go ahead. I mean, obviously,
they weren't in support, but they were like, if you're going to do it, at least let's make sure you're not going to die from it.
You know, it really does explain a lot, actually.
Yeah. We used to do that.
This is the guy who invented the
food trough, right? Like,
this is also the same brother that when I'm sharing a lot of really bad
stuff. Good.
Again, get him out.
I was like, I don't even remember this. Like, I was like a baby. We were on a trampoline and there was bird poop on it. My brother said, oh, Gracie, Tootsie Roll.
Gracie!
It's bird poop.
I was a baby. I don't even remember it. I have no idea. I had to have been like two or three.
Crazy.
And he told me to eat bird poop.
Was it
How
good?
Was it?
I don't What if I was like, dude, it was so good. I think about it all the time.
And she's been chasing that high ever since.
That's why I don't mess with chocolate, because it never lives up to the hype.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
We're really getting to the bottom of it.
Here's a real Tootsie Roll. This isn't how I remember them tasting.
Yeah, this is not what I remember.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I had salami and cream cheese.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'd pour chocolate milk and soda. Or if I got real crazy, I'd put Doritos on my lunch menu
sandwich.
Oh,
that's ideal. Sandwiches. That's ideal.
Yeah, salami and American cheese sandwich with Doritos.
Do you ever do the thing where you get the fruit by the foot and wrap it around your finger?
Oh, yeah.
What?
No, not really.
Yeah.
That was a big thing at my
like
school.
Like the long ones?
Yeah, big. Then you get like a big witch finger.
Yep. Oh, no.
Yeah, I always preferred fruit roll-ups over fruit by
Me
the foot.
Me too.
And you got to get the little,
they
taste
better.
They're not stickers, but you got to peel
them
out.
The tongue tattoos.
Yeah. Yeah, the tongue tattoos.
But then it would get to a point where I'm not peeling it anymore, and I'm balling that thing up and eating it like an apple.
Have y'all seen the trend where people wrap them around ice cream?
No.
It's like a new thing that apparently you get a fruit roll-up and a scoop of vanilla ice cream, and you like wrap it up, and it makes the fruit roll freeze or something.
That's really good. You just got an ice cream ball.
This is just last.
It's apparently really good. I've never tried
that. Some sort of
ice cream
dumpling.
Before we have to put them down?
Yeah.
We should call whatever we do last Face Jam the last meal.
That's pretty good.
The final supper.
So what do you think you're thinking
the Last Supper, Jesus. I was thinking we're going to be executed.
Yeah, absolutely.
You see what I'm saying?
The sacrifice of the monkey.
So what do you think
of... Or just him.
I'm sure.
We electrocute him.
What do you say about Amara's toast? What's the ruling?
Oh, sorry, we're back to that. No.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird. Don't do it.
Unless you're making figgy pudding.
Mm-hmm.
Figgy pudding.
Keep that bread out of there, dude.
Moistened bread in general.
Yeah.
There's very few exceptions.
Yeah.
And they work. But I imagine it's taken hundreds of years of research to come up with a way to get bread wet.
To get moist.
Yeah, the meals that you know that include moistened
there's
bread.
There's a reason there's only three.
Yeah.
Wait, can we elaborate on them? What are they?
I'm thinking like
tres bread
leches
pudding?
That's like a cake that's kind of more drenched than other cakes.
Yeah.
I guess.
Get bread wet and it sogs and it's no good.
Yeah.
And you're just putting it in liquid.
Yeah.
French toast?
You're just dipping it right in there.
You kind of have to get
French
that
toast, eggy, yeah. French dip.
But you're making a custard and you're like cooking it, like with French toast.
Yeah, that's true.
And those are all the ones, yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to say, Amara, you have to stop doing this.
You have to.
Or at least accept it's weird.
Yeah, I mean, if you can just say, I'm being weird about this.
Find a baby and trick it into eating poop.
Yeah. If you can do
the
that,
way
then
you can
you're
offset
absolved.
It. Yeah.
Let us
I've given Connor a really bad rap on the show.
Good.
Yeah, he deserves it, from what I hear.
All right. Gavel me. All right, here's our next one. This is from Naomi. Hello, esteemed honorable judges, bailiff, sauce monkey, and rat man.
Hello.
Gracie didn't even get to make the list. That's fine. I have a food crime to present to you. Peanut butter and jelly sandwich and chicken noodle soup. When I first met my boyfriend, now husband, he told me one of his favorite comfort foods was a PB&J sandwich dipped in a bowl of Campbell's chicken noodle soup.
Dipping it!
Au jus style.
In liquid!
Au jus style.
Oh, one of the few exceptions.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Grilled cheese in tomato soup.
Doesn't
not PB&J
Even tomato soup's a little bit thicker, though.
Yes.
It's not water or milk.
We're talking broth.
Now here's where it keeps coming together. Doesn't seem to matter the jelly, but he suggests... Chunky to be the correct choice of peanut butter in this disaster. Picture this culinary catastrophe. A peanut butter and jelly sandwich, beloved by his many nostalgic and comfort food, desecrated by its immersion in a bowl of chicken noodle soup. The mere thought induces a visceral reaction of disgust in me.
Anyway, so I married him.
To the point that I forbade him from eating this combination around me for the last 8 years.
Around me. Wow.
I understand and agree that individually, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and chicken noodle soup are classic nostalgic comfort foods, but I asked the judges, am I right for banning this combination, or should I let Kevin, she named him, have this grotesque amalgamation back in his life? Your loyal bug, Naomi from Portland, Oregon.
Well, what I like is immediately it just reminded me of Gracie's story where his wife is kind of just like, I'll make sure it's non-toxic, and you can go eat it over there at the Kevin table, away from me when I'm not here.
When she goes out of town or something, he's like, dude, I know. Yep.
He's coming out of the basement, and he's making that shit in the kitchen.
Every meal, baby.
Yep. Get the smell of chicken noodle soup emanating throughout the house. chunky peanut butter.
It's that TikTok trend of like parents not home. Instead of like dog on the counter, it's peanut butter and jelly sandwich in the chicken noodle soup.
In my soup.
Yeah. Oh God.
Just eat them.
Eat them separate.
Back to back.
They are good. You know what I mean? They are good things. I like, but just don't.
Do you think that would leave him with too much of a sense of longing to have them so close to each other but not together?
I feel like I eat stuff. I can't even name anything off the top of my head, but I eat stuff that doesn't go together at all. Mm-hmm. But I just eat them one after another.
Yeah.
Eat whatever you want and then ice cream. I don't need to put the ice cream in the steak.
That's a great point.
You know what I mean? I eat the steak, then I eat the ice cream.
Wait, are we talking about ice cream steak?
I'm talking about ice cream steak. But if you get a good glaze on it, I mean, probably better than this. Probably better than peanut butter and jelly and chicken noodle soup. But
can we wrap the ice cream in a fruit roll up?
I just
then
can't
put it on the steak.
I don't know why you always got to eat this shit at the same time.
Yeah.
Put it in your mouth at the same time.
I feel like it's something that happened once and then. Maybe
did
it was,
he trip and drop it into the chicken noodle soup? Like, how does he even eat it, I guess,
it
is
was
my
good
other question.
One time.
Does he dunk it?
Yeah.
Are we talking fully submerging? Because
you're not
even
eating fucking chicken noodle soup at that point. What are you doing with the chicken and the noodles?
It's the broth.
You can't, you're just getting the broth.
I bet he's eating the rest of it
it's
later.
It's not a bread spoon.
Mm-mm. I bet he's eating, he thought that was cool. That sucks.
Bread bowl? Bread spoon.
Okay. All right.
Another instance in which wet bread is okay.
Yeah.
Sourdough bowl of soup.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but it's not getting wet. You know what I mean? Like, it's at the bottom, it's like,
it's hollowed out.
Sourdough is so fucking hard.
Yeah.
It like softens it, but it doesn't disintegrate. We're talking about white bread here, I assume.
Which is
talking about PB&J sandwiches.
Yeah. Regular American bread.
Yeah. Regular American bread.
That's what he said.
Damn
God bless.
This bread only speaks English.
Mm-hmm. These colors don't run.
Okay, what's the ruling on this one? What do you think?
Okay, so the
try it separate.
he probably has been for about 8 years.
I feel like maybe he's just too scared.
Here's what I would do.
It'll combine in your tummy. Uh-huh.
Here's what I would do if I'm Kevin's wife.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
I'm gonna tell Kevin one night, hey, we're having a special dinner. We're gonna have some chicken noodle soup.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, wow, I love that.
Uh-huh.
And then
that's how Kevin sounds.
Yeah, that's how he sounds.
Damn. He gets excited about it. So then you have that, and then as a little like
for dessert,
you bust out the peanut butter and jelly. Make sure he's eaten all his soup.
So
and then he's gonna be like, "Oh, these, you know, this is just close enough together that I still kind of like it, and I'm not grossing out my wife and making her force me to eat this in another room,
hide from me for 8 years,
you eat it in a closet away from my wife."
So why don't we take that baby step and see if he's receptive to that?
I think that's a great ruling.
Yeah, let's give that a shot.
In fact, I feel like not only do we know that it sucks because the bread goes in the broth, but the fact that we can, you say you like the two foods and the chicken noodle soup, and there's no way you're getting the chicken or the noodles. It fails right there. You're not actually combining these two foods.
I'm unfortunately picturing like a fucking like a pho spoon.
Uh-huh.
And he's
trying
the noodle.
Oh.
And
I bet he tries.
He's spooning it on there.
I bet he tries.
Yeah.
But like, how long until the bread just disintegrates? You know what I mean? How long?
Dips?
Immediately.
No, it has to be so fast.
So you're not getting shit out of that bowl.
Yeah. So why don't we try separating them?
Okay. That's a good ruling.
See what happens.
Come on, Kevin.
Yeah. That's a good ruling. Here's our next one.
We are fair judges.
Absolutely. Dear Sauce Monks. New one.
Oh, okay.
My partner, Dan, and I, Mike, have a history of tolerating each other's food crimes.
Okay. This is just tolerating each other.
A history of tolerance.
Ready? Ready?
Okay.
Who's your worst?
Oh.
Here's right. Dan. Here's all Dan's right. crime.
Dan.
After a meal, she will often pick at crumbs that she left on the table and eat them as she goes. Our table is only disinfected once a week.
What do you mean?
Are we not using plates?
I don't
how are they
know.
Ending up?
You just crumb it on a table?
Oh, they went to the food truck.
That's how you get ants.
That's yep. Yeah, well, no, not when Dan's around eating all the crumbs. Here's Mike's. I often eat things out of this one. I can't figure out.
Okay.
I often eat things out of the Ziploc / grocery bags that are stored in by reaching in with my mouth.
What? Wait,
wait. Okay, okay.
One such instance was cold rice. I have been known to do this while driving before.
So he's eating like a horse.
Yes. He's eating horse style. Yeah.
He's demonstrating with sauce bags.
Strap it to his head.
But if there's stuff at the bottom,
that is
he's
like a muzzle.
He's doing a feed bag.
He's doing an anteater style.
Yeah, it's a feed bag style.
It is. It's feed bag, food trough style. So one's eating at the food trough and the other one's eating like a horse.
But those are both
the crumbs are less gross in my opinion.
Yeah, honestly, I kind of agree with that. Food hygiene wise. Probably that one's probably worse.
Yeah,
but cold rice out of a Ziploc bag, straight into your mouth.
I'm imagining like when you like hold a Ziploc and like your hot breath is going in, like it's like steaming up. The
you're probably gonna be getting fucking freaked
like that's
out.
Yeah, gross. Like I can
also,
see it
unless you're like smushing and squeezing it like one of those frosting bag.
Icing
where you're squeezing it out. Then if you're either doing that, but it's a Ziploc bag, so it doesn't work as well.
But he's saying he's going mouth in.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
bag.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying mouth in the bag, but you still might have to like push it into your mouth from the other side. Or you're going and just getting whatever comes out. Imagine spaghetti in a bag.
Ew.
Actually, I've seen that with Jeff and Gavin.
It's true.
We made spaghetti in a bag.
Well,
friends of yours?
Did it
and
work?
It's disgusting.
Did it work?
I mean, I guess.
Okay.
They didn't try to
eat. We've got some data.
But it looks gross, so I can imagine what this
I think food in the bag is worse.
I'm ruling against Mike.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dan, you win. Congratulations. Keep eating your table crumbs.
But maybe you try a plate.
Yeah.
Because you can eat the crumbs off the plate, too.
Is it starting on a plate and then it's like...
It could be.
Spreading?
Like, if there's a plate, why would there be crumbs on a table?
How messy are we getting?
Well, I have a plate and I eat my sandwich and when I'm done, I pour all the crumbs on the table.
Uh-huh.
So I can come back later.
Someone can try it out if they want.
You don't need the crumbs.
No, leave the crumbs.
They're not going to make a difference.
Maybe it's crumbs like Gracie's crumbs, which is the whole pizza.
That is,
because she just tore off the crust.
Uh-huh.
Does anyone want my pizza crumb, this entire triangle?
I do that a lot.
It's weird. Jordan Levin didn't want that. That's so weird.
I specifically offered that one to him.
Yeah.
I wish I had another piece of that crust, though.
I'll take it up with him later.
Yeah, you do that.
Speak truth.
Schedule yourself for a meeting on May 13th.
So the ruling is
against Mike in
against
favor
Mike
of Dan.
In favor
I
of Dan.
I wouldn't say I'm in favor
no,
of Dan.
No, but
we have to pick a winner.
You have to pick a winner. Who's our worst?
I think we have to pick a loser.
I think we have to pick a loser, and that's it.
No winners, one loser.
I think I might be two losers. But there you go, Mike. You got slammed. Sorry. Let Dan know. Keep crumbing. Give me a gavel. All right. Here's the next one. No pretense. Just right into it.
All right.
I come to you, my great kings, to ask for your help as I believe my taste buds are fried. I made a discovery whilst eating pretzel sticks.
Yeah.
Is this from Gracie?
Yo. Yeah, hey, you let me fucking know if this is from slug. You, Gracie. That the pretzel gunk that gets stuck in between my teeth when washed down with orange soda takes on a meat-like taste.
Wait.
I know it's not from Gracie because it wasn't Dr. Pepper.
Wait, they're saying that the mixture of the bread and the orange soda is giving meat?
I understand what pretzel gunk
is.
Giving meat.
It's like I don't need to get that with
That's
regular.
Crazy.
I don't get that with regular pretzels, but if you're sucking on a pretzel stick like a beaver eating a log,
well,
you'll start to get that pretzel gunk.
Yeah.
Soft pretzel stick or like little.
No, you know, like crunchy,
just
like in crunchy. Like the bag, crunchy pretzels.
Yeah. Like when you eat Cheez-Its and they get in the corner of your mouth.
I'm telling you, if you suck on them, you get that.
You get the meat?
You can, no, not the meat, but I'm just talking about the goo.
Oh, okay.
You can,
the goo is real.
The goo for sure.
You can like suck on the stick, whether it's a big stick or a little stick, and basically with your teeth, gnaw off the outer rim of the pretzel.
Hates this.
I don't know what we're talking about anymore.
That's exactly what I'm talking
about. He's gnawing rims off pretzels.
Like kind of like eating corn off the cob.
He's cribbing on a pretzel.
You suck it off.
Yeah.
And it gives you this like goo-like substance.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about that, plus orange soda equals meat, I guess.
Yeah. I request that the honorable judges of Face Jam Food Court try this combination.
Absolutely not.
So I have the official ruling on whether or not I am insane. Yeah, I don't think we need to try
it. You are insane, but I'll suck on some pretzel
goo. I'm just interested to know if it really tastes like meat.
It doesn't,
I can't imagine
Gracie.
What part of that
I'll
was.
Tell you right all now, right, it doesn't.
Here's what I'll say. I'm not interested in this. Gracie is.
Yeah.
I'm
I'll
going
try
to
it.
Relinquish my judge
wow.
Temporarily,
you're going to bestow your
deputizing
yeah. That's crazy.
Gracie as a member of the food court
Gracie.
So yes. that Gracie
need,
and Michael can do this.
Here's what I think we should do.
Okay.
Gracie, I think that you should use the card.
Sure.
When you to buy
to tell me twice
to buy pretzel sticks and orange soda
yeah.
and then film yourself doing this. And we will have an official ruling on it.
Just, I mean, I'm the only one doing it?
Yeah.
No, I'll
no, Michael wants to do it.
You're doing it also? I wanted Gracie to just get it done. No. This is great.
Let's go do it.
I will go get them now.
Yeah, let's go do it now.
Okay,
there's
we'll
an
do
HEB
we'll
right next door.
This, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. It's not far.
All right, so Cameron,
stay
yours
tuned.
Is delayed because yeah. you're going to.
Don't get anything crazy, though, like dots. That's
no,
got like a, it's
no,
got to be
I'll get
classic.
Like,
no,
classic
Snyder's. Like the pretzel sticks.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
Are really
there's
and
thin
then
sticks
some
and there's fat sticks.
Yeah.
I don't know which ones he's talking about.
Mm. I think you got to get the thin ones and you just eat like 10
the
of them.
Guys?
And then you got gunk in your teeth.
Okay. I can suck off the little guys, too.
Whoa.
I'm just saying, get me a big guy and I'll show you how it's done. I'll put that big stick in my mouth and suck it clean.
And then I'll have some Pedialyte because he's a real pedophile.
big time. Yeah, big pedophile.
Well, keeps me energized and refueled.
Yep. Cameron, stay tuned. I think we have time for one more.
Hurry up, bro.
When my cousin is making ice cream, she'll put it in a bowl and add toppings to it, usually chocolate sauce. Then she'll put it in the microwave and melt it like 80% so that it's basically liquid, then mix it up. I asked her why she does this because it feels pointless in having ice cream if you're just going to melt it. And she said, quote, I like it. I will add that this conversation was a few years ago, so if the court needs further clarification, I can follow up. This is from Lachlan.
You should have followed up first.
That's insane.
That
to
80% is too much. I'll put it in for a couple seconds because it's too hard.
It's hard. When
like
you have
it soft. Yeah.
When you have
but
like that really
liquid.
Hard ice cream that you have to like fucking dig
yeah,
at.
It's pointless.
Well,
yeah.
Because you heat up the scoop and then you
because,
go
well, not if you're eating right out of the container
exactly,
like an animal.
Exactly, baby.
But also, not only
like a crisp
you gotta wedge the spoon in there, but yeah. when you pry it out, sometimes it'll fling the ice cream.
Yeah.
Because
well,
it's so hard.
I've done it where I went to scoop the hard ice cream, you get that spoon in there finally, and then you go to wedge it out,
oh,
and the spoon goes,
yep,
and
bends.
It just bends.
And then you're like, there is no spoon.
There
couple
is no
seconds
spoon.
In yep. the microwave. Couple seconds. If there's a little bit of liquid at the top.
Some frost.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Now,
oh,
well,
you're
just,
talking after the microwave.
Yeah, I know someone who does this.
What's up?
Melts puts it in the microwave?
I literally know somebody who does that.
Really?
But like 40% melt?
I'm sorry. I don't know them that well. I went to high school with this person, and then
myself.
He went and played football at like some big
probably
and he would always
his name was Gardner Minshew.
He would always post him doing it. He would post him microwaving it and be like, guys, y'all gotta get on this or whatever.
No one's getting on
but
this.
He
get
does
it, on
he,
this,
exactly
like, anyway,
this. Like, not,
anyway,
not
gig
like a subtle not this a was, subtle melt, like a full like
this is Rob Gronkowski did this.
I would not
no
put
I could name
Rob
drop
Gronkowski.
Him but like we weren't like that like we weren't
name drop
it bleep
it if it's
do it
like I
just say his first name.
His name was Trevor.
Okay. I mean, right, that's
and
it.
And I do.
Now we know who you are.
Wow.
You're outed, motherfucker.
And I do know where he played football.
Trevor Lawrence.
Dude, just from yep. just Google yep. Trevor melted ice cream football.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, maybe,
we got
maybe
him.
He'll come up that way.
We got him. Maybe he'll come up yep. that way.
We'll track
he's
him down.
Googling him now.
If there's like a slim chance he listens to this, he's going to be like, what the fuck?
He's going to be like.
Well, he's going to spit out his hot ice cream.
Yeah.
Get on
he's
this.
Gonna, yeah.
He's going to go. What?
Gracie, I thought we were acquaintances.
Hey.
I like that you coughed into your hat and then put it on
put
your
put it
head.
Back on. Well, I'm saving all my coughs for later.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Ew.
Lachlan.
Cross the line.
Lachlan sent in another one.
Okay, let's hear
like
it.
Back to back or just?
Same email.
No, okay. But I mean, like, are they next to each other? They fire off two immediately?
My aunt makes condensed milk sandwiches.
Wait.
How?
It's exactly what you think it is.
No, I don't know what it is.
A slice of bread, then you dump a whole can or whatever amount you want.
Not on the bread.
And then another slice of bread.
No.
Or if you're lazy, you just use one slice of bread and fold it in half.
No.
I will give her the benefit of the doubt because she said it was something she made while she was in university. What? Who cares? I shit my pants when I was a kid. So I was just like, well, I did it.
Some of us ate bird poop.
Gotta keep doing
hey.
It.
Hey,
we don't
by
know.
Choice.
We said somebody. But if we're at her house and mention making lunch or getting a snack, she'll say we should have a condensed milk sandwich.
What exactly is condensed milk?
Just sugar.
It is. It's like... It is like a sugar.
It's so
syrup isn't the right word because it's like thicker.
Here, it's like condensed a milk is cow's milk from which water has been removed.
It's not.
Yeah. It's most often found with sugar added in the form of sweetened
it's
condensed
like
milk.
Thick.
Is it like gel?
Yeah, yeah. It's like gel.
It's in Vietnamese coffee.
Yes, it's that
and
thick
it fucks you up.
Goop, and she's putting it on her slice of bread.
Crazy. Let's eat that too. Yeah. Go ahead. Put it on the list.
I'll try it. I'll try it. I won't put it on Gracie. I'll try this one.
Yeah, you can try that one.
The hesitation
all of these
was
are like funny because it. I every time they name one, I'm like, I've heard stories of people doing stuff like this.
So
like
this
I also heard
me.
A story of a guy who would eat it, eat condensed milk like with a spoon and it rotted all his teeth out.
Oh,
cool. Also, Trevor.
He also smoked crack.
This was like a guy on a podcast talked about.
But I think it was. But I'm pretty sure it was from the condensed milk.
It was
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Carry around this little glass pipe and a can of condensed
or
milk.
Condensed milk.
Sometimes it was a pipe, sometimes it was used as a spoon.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
This reminds me of what we were talking about earlier, like stuff we would
melt it down.
And when we were kids, what we would eat? Butter sandwiches.
Wow, what? Really?
So yeah. Toast?
No.
Just stacked?
Just two slices of bread. American bread, baby.
American bread.
With some butter.
USA, baby.
With some
born
butter.
And raised.
I would eat that speaking. When I was a kid.
Yep.
I would also throw a tortilla directly onto the stove burner and get that warm and put some butter on that.
Oh, yeah.
Wrap it up.
Yeah. I mean, that's
I still do
up,
that.
Dude. You do that with
nothing
some
wrong
cheese.
With that.
Yeah.
Dude, no, you throw that and you put a little bit of cinnamon and sugar on that thing and then you roll it up. Woo!
So good.
Now you're cooking.
I am a bit of a sucker for... I got a soft
pretzels?
Spot. A soft spot for like just things that are buttered, like
me
just
too.
Buttered noodles.
Butter noodles.
Yes!
Butter noodles. I'll eat some butter noodles.
Screaming
butter
about
noodles.
It.
Butter, I eat butter noodles probably once or twice a week.
Right. It's baby food. It's what, it's when you go from a baby to a child and they just go, me want real food.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's also
butter
girl dinner.
Noodle.
Yep. Or like a piece of sourdough and butter. Like,
oh, it's
I'm
going to
snack on that.
Yeah.
I'm going to snack on anything buttered.
Mm-hmm.
Buttered noodles, they glisten.
Yeah.
They're so good.
It's good.
So what do we say about Lachlan's cousin? And cousin? Lachlan's family's fucked up. Yeah. What do you say about melted ice cream and then also his aunt with condensed milk sandwiches? What's
melted
the
ice cream, definitely weird. Condensed milk might be worse.
Yeah, like, I think the condensed
be
milk sandwiches work.
Yeah.
Might be better, but seems like more
with
like
regular
a
American
hazard.
Bread,
let's all
it
go
be.
Try and have her teeth fall out.
Woo!
You bring the crack. Can we make meth?
I think that's how you do it. You put some condensed milk on some
bread. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I think it's right there.
Yeah, it turns into a blue crystal.
Mm-hmm. Oh man. Well, that's the ruling. Fucking make them stop.
We are the ones who knock.
Yep. Oh man. Well, that's
you're goddamn right.
That'll do it for food court. We really late. Yeah, we
stop making these jokes.
Forever. We really laid it in on that food court. I like that one. That was a good one.
You know, when there's no tomorrow, you just kind of...
You know, tomorrow comes today.
Stop!
You can email... No!
Yeah, get it.
FaceJamPod@roosterteeth.com if you want to send in your food submissions. Will there be another email address later? Maybe. You know, keep us in mind. But that'll do it for...
It'll be MichaelJordan.NBA.
at ChicagoBulls.com.
Oh, man. All right. Wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Oh, that's me again.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm not sticky this time.
Nuh-uh. You're good.
Greasy.
Mm-hmm.
Greasy. Not Gracie.
No.
Or crazy.
Or crazy bread.
Check this out.
Yeah.
Outro. Thanks for listening to Spin Silly. Don't forget to listen to a new episode of Face Jam next week. That's right. Next week, Tell a friend about the show where we used to do whatever we want. Goodbye.